Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Congratulations, Chicago, we did it. Good morning, it's Chicago's hottest country, US 99 and Styles and Roman. Now, let's talk about it. You like mayonnaise, right? Some mayo?
Yeah, it's okay.
You like ketchup?
I do.
Let's mix them all together. You ready for this?
What's going on?
It is called Mayo Chup.
Mayo Chup.
Mayonnaise and ketchup all mixed together. It's brought to you by Heinz Company. And over the last couple weeks, you were able to go to Heinz's website and pick the city that you live in because Heinz wants to have it in one city first to see how it does.
Great.
In Chicago, put your heads up high today.
We won?
We did it. We are the city.
Oh my
Chicago
God.
Is the city. The first city that's going to be getting the Mayo Chup. It's mayonnaise and ketchup. If you think about it for a second, why hasn't this been discovered a long time ago? You put mayonnaise on your burger, you put ketchup on your burger, but you always got to take the two containers and put it on there. Why not have one container, you're ready to go.
This is hashtag first world problems.
Mayonnaise and ketchup with french fries, I feel like would be delicious.
Oh, no. I mean, I know people do it. I know some people do it. Yes, I get it. But I am not one of those people.
Do you put mayonnaise on your cheeseburger?
No, I don't.
You don't make, when you make it at home?
No,
like when you put it on the grill or anything like that?
No, I put barbecue sauce on my burger.
Okay, so maybe barbecue sauce and ketchup.
No.
Barbecue sauce and mayonnaise.
No. Anyways, the mayo chup, the best part is that people actually voted on this and they really got serious. And they wanted it in their cities. And Chicago, we are lucky enough to have it.
So we're going to be getting it. It's going to be, they're hashtagging it up all over the internet right now. Mayo Chup. They're saying Friday, 150 South Wacker Drive at 11 a.m. If you want to be the first one to actually sample the Mayo Chup. Man, I'm proud to be a Chicagoan today. We did it.
But that leads to a bigger topic, which is the fact that, you know, people have some great ideas. I'm not sure if the Mayo Chup is a great idea, but people
amazing
have some
idea.
great ideas. 312-946-4995. This is like Styles and Roman Shark Tank right now.
Yeah.
So good morning, Brandy from Fox Lake. What is your idea?
Well, my idea is, number one, I'm a waitress, and I'm always on my feet, and I like to get pedicures to remove the calluses off the bottom of my feet.
Okay.
And I hate always having to do it. So I said, why don't I invent something to put in the shower, so while you're showering and your feet get softened, you can just stand there and scrape them yourself while you're standing up, and then you don't have to go.
Foot scraper for the shower.
Yes, like a built-in pumice or something on the bottom.
Did you patent this yet, or what are you doing?
I would love to, I just don't know where to go. So if there's anyone else that can help me, or now someone might steal it, but hey, I don't know. No, I've never thought of it.
Hey, you can't steal Brandy's idea from Fox Lake.
No, you can't.
What's your story? Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
Unforgettable. Styles and Roman, we are proud to be Chicagoans today because the people of Chicago have spoken and it is now coming to Chicago. We are the first city. Are you ready for this? We are the first ones to be trying Mayo Chup,
which is a combination of mayonnaise and ketchup. I can't believe there was a big vote that actually happened. Cities were rallying to try to get that in their city, but we got it.
They couldn't beat us. It's mayonnaise and ketchup all mixed in together. It's called the Mayo Chup. It's actually going to be premiering at 150 South Wacker Drive. They're going to be having free samples with french fries. I'm telling you right now, we're going on Friday. It's right down the street from us. Mayonnaise and ketchup with french fries?
And
yes!
If you can't make it, all you got to do is open up your refrigerator and put ketchup and mayonnaise together and you have
it. It's not the same. It's definitely not the same.
946-4995. We're going to have a little Styles and Roman Shark Tank right now. Mm-hmm. Give us your great ideas. We'll kind of judge you from there. Good morning, Ben from Cary.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was just calling in regards to the mayonnaise and ketchup thing. I have a family that I grew up with. They make must catch.
And what's that? Mustard and ketchup?
Mustard and ketchup. They're actually out of Cary, Illinois.
I've actually played basketball at Cary High School. I don't live too far from there. So they make it. Do they sell it as well?
Yeah, they sell it. I believe they sell it off of Amazon. They just had a little get-together at Galati's Pizza and did a little taste test. Everyone seems to love it. It's mustard and ketchup together. So, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, if you put it on a burger, and I know you're not supposed to put ketchup ketchup on a hot dog, but if you're putting on a hot dog, it saves you at least 2.2 seconds.
I totally agree, man.
And those 2.2 seconds add up.
Heck yeah.
There. Can we all get along?
I don't know how we have survived for so many years. Good morning, it's Chicago's hottest country, US 99 at 6:54. Thursday morning, and it's going to be debuting in Chicago first. Mayo Chup, yep. It's exactly what it sounds like. Mayonnaise and ketchup all together in one container.
Do you do that? Do you put mayonnaise and ketchup together?
I mean, I would try it with french fries. I do sometimes put light mayonnaise on my burger, and then I put ketchup, of course, on my burger as well. Huh. So, I mean, it would probably be cool to have. I mean, look, how many? Think about this for a second. How many of those things do you have in your refrigerator now? You have mustard. You may have hot mustard. You have hot sauce. You have ketchup. You have A1 sauce.
So consolidate. You're talking about space-saving consolidation here.
Yeah.
I have cousins that every Thanksgiving, they put their corn in their mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I can do that. I like that.
I mean, we're adults.
You don't like that?
No, I like
mean, you're
corn.
Eating it all at the same time.
Yeah, but I mean, you could say that for anything. Then why not put, like, you know, I don't know, dip your waffles in milk? I mean, you know, it's all going in the same place, right? So, I don't know. It's kind of weird to me. But 312-946-4995. It's our Shark Tank right now. Like, give us your ideas. Let's work together here. Good morning, Jessica from the North Side. What's your idea?
So, I was in Wyoming with my family and boyfriend, and we were at Eric's church, and the concert was so big, and it was all muddy, and we couldn't go to get beer. So, like, if you went, it would take, like, a half hour. So, my brother and I were talking, and we were like, okay, they should invent some type of string with, like, a debit card attachment with it where they could just slide beers to you in the concert, and then you could pay for it, and then you wouldn't have to go through the crowd to get alcohol.
So you're talking about, like, a zip line that delivers your beer right to you?
Yeah. Me and my brother and I were talking. We were like, wouldn't that be the best idea? Because at concerts,
brilliant,
so
Jessica.
Annoying.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Hopefully one day it'll happen. But we'll
How
see.
Many beers did you and your brother have to come up with this idea?
Probably a few, but we were stuck in all this mud and we just wanted a beer. So that's what we were thinking. We were like, we need something like that.
We have electronic cars that drive themselves. Why can't we have a beer zipline?
A beer zipline. It would be for all these concerts. People would be so much happier and, you know, have more drinks too.
Again, brilliant idea, Jess. Brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99, and I have a buddy who had a great invention that I thought he was going to be a millionaire.
Was like before the TV show Shark Tank was even out, huh?
This was Shark Tank. So my buddy Craig, I grew up with, so you know when you're eating salsa and your chips and salsa, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us will take the chips and go directly to the salsa jar, and you'll kind of scoop from there, right?
Yeah.
Well, then as you get to a certain level, you can no longer fit your fist and the chip into the salsa. So what he invented, or what he came up with, was like a push-up popsicle, but a push-up salsa jar. So the salsa would always go to the top. And I wanted him to tell a story on the radio. He didn't want to be on the radio. He was shy. But he said that it happened when he was in college in a frat room, drinking, of course, and he was knuckle-deep in salsa. His hands were covered in salsa. And the idea was, like, wouldn't it be cool if the bottom of the jar would push up? And I thought it was brilliant. I thought, dude, you're going to be a millionaire. What has happened to this idea? Apparently somebody in Wisconsin has that patent, so he couldn't do it. But you don't see that on the shelves in the stores anywhere, so the guy clearly didn't put that out for our consumption.
I'm telling you right now, that would be huge with the single dudes of Chicago. Because, I mean, once you get married, your wife then goes, oh my God, will you put it in a bowl?
Right,
can you put the sauce in a bowl?
For us single guys, we don't want to waste the bowl. Like, no,
you got to clean that.
So Craig could have been a millionaire, and that would have been my best. I mean, like, we could have been millionaires together because, you know, he's a good friend of mine. And
someone has a patent on it, but they haven't put it out yet. Maybe we find out who has the patent.
And this is in college, so when do patents expire? You know, is it like 10 years?
I don't even know. But what is your Shark Tank idea? Call us up this morning. We'll make you a millionaire. 312-946-4995 or someone will just steal your idea. Joining the show from Dyer, we have Christy. Let's get paid this morning, Christy.
Okay, so I have this item called a super skimmer. It's a life-size pool skimmer that you wade around the pool and you collect all the leaves and bugs you can.
So you're wearing it when you go inside the pool?
No. It's a big life-size screen gadget that you walk around with it, and it skims everything.
So instead of like the traditional skimmers that are, I guess, smaller, this one's just like a super-sized skimmer?
Yes.
Nice!
You know what, Christy? I apologize, but I like my idea better. You put like something, you wear it from head to toe, and then you go in the pool and you collect all the crap in the pool.
Oh, sure.
Stapleton tickets for you and backstage passes qualify coming up at 7:15 this morning. But hey, it's Styles and Roman at US 99, and it's going to cost $3.49 when it's going to be first released here on Friday in the city of Chicago. We are proud to be Chicagoans today. It is called Mayo Chup. Yep. It's exactly what you're thinking, a mixture of mayonnaise and ketchup all in one container.
And if you're thinking about coming out of town and waiting in line to be one of the first to try it,
you are an amazing person.
You may have a little too much time on your hands because you can do that at home. You literally get the ketchup and mayonnaise and put it together.
Experience with everybody at the first time. Come on, it's going to be great.
312-946-4995. Good morning, Elizabeth from Antioch. What is your Shark Tank invention?
Shark Tank is going to call me after this.
All right. What do you got?
The mosquitoes in your car. It's going to be like a little bomb that goes in your car to get rid of the mosquitoes so they don't attack you all the way to work.
A little bomb, you said?
Like a little bomb or a little spray or something that goes in the car that just gets rid of all the bugs and mosquitoes before you get in the car.
Elizabeth, do you not have windows in your car in Antioch?
Yes.
I got a better invention. Roll up your windows.
They still get in there. Have you not tried to get out of your car lately or get into the car?
I will say mosquitoes have been crazy this year throughout the Chicagoland area.
Exactly.
If you saw me after my softball game on Monday night, you would think I have the mumps because I have bumps everywhere from those damn mosquitoes. I must have some really good blood because I got eaten alive on Monday.
So you can use this.
I would use it. Yes.
You need Elizabeth's bomb. Tell them how you win, Johnny.
You guys have a great morning.
So Styles and Roman, we are not billionaires, but we are enjoying these Shark Tank ideas. And don't even call us up right now and tell us about the Mayo Chup. You cannot invent it anymore. It is already here in Chicago. We're proud to be Chicagoans today because Chicago is going to be the first city to actually get to taste the Mayo Chup.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited about that.
Why are you not excited about this?
I don't put ketchup and mayonnaise together. I don't do that.
Like, this isn't, like, no one's even thinking about the Cubs or the Bears right now.
Right.
They're all thinking about the Mayo Chup invading Chicago Friday on Wacker. Dude, it's going to be insane.
But, you know, this morning we're doing the Styles and Roman Shark Tank. So, Bill from Lockport, good morning. What is your great idea?
Hey, guys, here's the go ahead and idea for tanning booth just for your feet.
Now, what possessed you to do, like, what was the problem in your life that you're like, this is needed?
Well, I was a carpenter, and we'd stuff our socks down on our boots, so we'd go to the beach, and our feet would be bright white, and the rest of us would be tan.
So is this going to make you a millionaire, Bill? Are you going to go ahead and do this, or what?
Somebody already went ahead and did that out in California for all the women who played tennis during the day and want to wear high heels at night.
And that was a lot of people. A lot of women played tennis during the day and wanted to have their family.
But what about the carpenters? Forget about the ladies playing tennis, Bill. What about the carpenters?
He come up with it 5 years ago. I came up with it 25 years ago.
Oh, you could have been a millionaire, buddy.
Yeah, you know it. I
can still. So let's rewind and talk about all the amazing Shark Tank ideas that our amazing US 99 listeners have come up with. How about a pool skimmer? How about a bomb to eliminate mosquitoes for your car? But I think our favorite, I think this is one I'm ready to invest in, is the beer zipline. Imagine you're at Tinley, you're out in the lawn, you don't want to leave the show to go grab a beer, so a string comes across with your debit card on it, then a beer comes floating your way. Brilliant.
I'm going to put the money on my buddy Craig, who I grew up with. He had the invention of a salsa push-up jar. So, you know, you take chips, put it in salsa, but you kind of get to a low point in the salsa jar. You can't fit your hand in there anymore. Well, it's like a push-up popsicle. You push the bottom of the jar up so you can get the salsa up to the top. I think that, in my opinion, is the best idea we've heard so far.
All brilliant ideas all morning long. I think we're all going to become millionaires, so congratulations.
We're not done, though. Good morning, Stacy from Hampshire. What's your great idea?
I don't have a great idea.
Uh-oh. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. That's my great idea. No, so
I just have a piece of trivia for you that I wanted to share.
I didn't know there was going to be a test.
There is a test. Did you know that we sent a man to the moon before we invented suitcases with wheels?
Really?
Yeah. So I encourage all these ideas because you never know what's the next and best greatest invention.
That's a really good fun fact that I'm going to use at the bar one day. Like, hey, you know what? Are you single? Did you know that we put a man on the moon before we had suitcases with wheels?
Yeah, totally.
And then the girl will walk away and not give me her phone number.
She'll be like, okay, you can go.
Can you imagine walking through the airport carrying your luggage?
I know, and then you gotta carry your wife's heavy bag.
I went on a Disney cruise with my son. My four-year-old was carrying his own bag thanks to the wheel.
Right, he would never see his little face dragging that thing through the airport.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple. Refreshing!